Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big Sean, Big Sean,
Big Bad Sean,
Big Sean.
Horrible. Every Sunday on the field, you could see him arrive.
Cal.
Broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
So Chance and Frank were the first ones that ever saw Cal talk. And they made him, and they made a music
video.
And you
can hear Chance singing at one point, and you see Frank dancing. This is how we were alerted to this atrocity.
Yes.
Because John goes, wait, was that Frank? We saw him like, oh my God. And Chance was really tight.
Frank jumps in the air.
Chance was, I didn't know Frank back then. Chance was doing videos for Houston Chronicle back then. I'm like, oh my God, this is definitely Chance. So that 100% could be Frank. And joining us now is a guy, one of the guys that's really, I think, been instrumental in the legend of Matt Schaub. You know, he's done some cool stuff and fun stuff on radio and things like that. But this is where he made his mark. This is where he really put his foot down and said, this is who I'm going to be as an artist. And we bring in our old friend Frank Bullington, who is one of the members of the two-man duo, Chance McClain and Frank Bullington.
What up, Frank?
Who made this banger.
You guys really have nothing to talk about if you're going
to
bring this
out. We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about, Frank. No. Well, for whatever reason, we were talking about Matt Schaub, the greatest quarterback in Texans history.
Yeah, that was
and then this
topic
was sent to us, and in which I could not be happier. Watching Cal stand in the corner, watching the girls dance, is just excellent stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not the first time I've been coerced into doing something stupid by Chance McClain. And I can tell you, every single one of you in that studio, tell John and Lance, have all been coerced into doing something stupid by Chance
not
McClain
that
at some
stupid
point in your life.
Okay,
yeah, well, not that bad.
Stupid, go find the problem. And it is true.
But look,
what you're saying is accurate, but can you find it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you think this would ever resurface? Did you think
I know. Well, actually, yeah, because it's that bad. It needs to be. It's one of the things that does need to be revisited every now and then. It's that bad. And yes, all of those people were in my studio. And here's the thing. Chance used to get you to do stuff by motivations, like the motivation of just merely getting something played on the radio used to actually work, but that lost its luster pretty damn fast. Then the rest of the things he'd have to come up with are like, dude, we're going to get paid, or they're going to play this at the Texas, they're going to play this at the stadium, and, you know, just all this crap. Boils down to, I had a recording studio, and he didn't know anybody else that did. So that's where this happened.
Is that what you're going with here? So what was the part about you jumping up and down, dancing in the middle of the video?
Yeah, what was that about?
Why were you dancing in the video?
Are you sure? I haven't watched it. Are you sure it's me?
Yes.
No,
I said, that's Frank. Oh, my.
Lance, you know of deep fakes, right?
I know what deep fakes are. This is not a deep fake. First of all, deep fakes are easier with HD stuff. This is not a deep fake. This is definitely Frank. Well, I can't say for sure it's not a deep fake, but I feel like this is definitely Frank Bullington.
Yeah,
and it even says your name in the credits. Frank Bullington.
The person who thought of this whole thing was John McClain. Who else would think of something that dumb? Chance couldn't even think of a song that dumb.
Okay. Are you on
all the lyrics?
Are you on the credits, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
Yeah, you are.
You've got to credit me.
Yeah, you're credited. Why are you trying to distance yourself from this, Frank?
I'm not. I'm not trying to defend myself or distance myself.
I'm the only one who had a studio. I didn't do. Chance makes everyone do stupid stuff. This is John McClain. It was John McClain, I tell you. That sounds like a distancing,
see, that's,
Frank.
That's one of the excuses I'm going to make that got myself flipped. But plus, dude, Kubiak's daughter was there. Anna Megan was there. It's not a bad day in the studio with those two.
Whose daughter?
Kubiak's daughter was there. She's one of the girls in the video.
No, is she really?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they said somebody Sherman.
Nah, maybe that's...
I think it was Mike Sherman's daughter, maybe.
It was Sherman.
Yeah, it was Sherman, right? Yeah, it was Mike Sherman's daughter. It wasn't Gary Kubiak. Boy, your memories have really slipped on this one, Frank. It was you.
Why would you?
And you're in Internet Movie Database. John just looked it up.
Yep.
They credit you at IMDb for as a producer and director of Big Bad Shaw. It's in IMDb.
This is like your Steven Spielberg fighter squad, okay?
How did this get to IMDb? Chance is really bored.
Yeah, we went through
this IMDb. This is like the thing that you want no one ever to see. One of the first things you ever did.
It's your Osh call. Hey.
It's your Osh call.
It's your Osh
call. It's my Osh call.
Yeah.
I don't know. Osh call was better than this.
But, let me tell you something. I like how.
But for those who don't know, that was Raheel's movie.
I like how you've been out of the business long enough to act like this is something that's way. Boy, you guys must be really bored. Frank, you've heard our show many times. Yeah. If we find gold like this, we're going to mine it until there's nothing left in the mines.
That's true.
Every once in a while, Frank will send us old tapes, old recordings of stuff we did that was really, really awful, really horrible.
Oh, I said great.
And this is yours, Frank. This is yours,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, the guy made $100 million.
A little payback for the stuff you send us.
Yeah. Congrats,
Frank. Let me ask you this. How many views do we have?
Over 16,000.
Oh, that's probably another 1,000 more thanks to you guys. You know what that's going to give me? Nothing. No street cred. No mailbox money. No, it was a weird. That's so bad. It's beyond bad. But listen to McClain and listen to Cal try to sing those or just speak those terrible lines. It's awful.
Yep. Yeah.
Kubiak called for his big right hand. Did he? It's bad.
All right, pal. Good talking
to you. All
right,
you guys. Enjoy. Find some other stuff. There's a bunch of other stupid shit.
No.
Hey, with the ship. Dad. All right. You can't drop a ship on us.
Frank.
Sorry, man.
You've been in the wine business a little while now. Maybe you don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard. We don't do that around here.
We don't say ship on the air. Right.
I know. I meant to tell Dale to get ready with the dump button. I forgot about it.
No, I miss Drunk White Girl.
Oh, look
X.
at this. Aaron Raybould told us we played that on the Blitz a few months ago because Fred remembered it. Because Fred was at the Chronicle at that time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fred was that awful?
Fred's going to have to wear that one, too.
Studio. Fred's a really good guitar player.
Fred was in the studio?
Not that day, but he's been there before.
Not that day, but he was in before. He's a good guitar player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like a shredder, like an L.A. long-haired, mullet-wearing shredder.
Fred?
Yeah.
Our Fred?
Ask him. Dude, he's got pictures of him. Yeah, you're Fred Fowler.
He's back to long-haired mullet. Yeah, he's that. He might be able to
I don't know about
on.
Mullet, but he's got back to long-haired Fred.
Yep.
Yeah.
You will not believe how fast he can play. You're like, what? Just complete 80s metal shredding.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta hear that.
Get him up there.
We will. Karma for Frank. Yeah, that's right. This is karma, Frank. Back at
all
us.
Right.
All right, pal. We'll see you. That's Frank Bullington right here. Frankie the Bull right here on ESPN 97.5. That is horrible karma for Frank. You did that. You did that, and you deserve to be paying that price today, Frank. 713-780-3776. You mentioned Altuve. Altuve back yesterday, and boy, was it good to see him at the top of the order. Miles Straw, Jose Altuve, I don't know.
There's a difference.
I think that...
It was noticeable. Does Straw have 3 hits for the year? Because Jose had that in one game.
Had that in his first...
Altuve had that in one game yesterday.
3 for 5. Yeah,
That guy got COVID and came back with 3 hits.
You know, and look, he batted 5 times. That's who you want up 5 times in a game, okay? Granted, when Miles Straw is at the top of the order, he never gets the 5 at-bats because they don't score enough runs because Miles Straw is leading off. So that's why you don't get 5 at-bats from Miles Straw. You want Jose Altuve to have 5 at-bats. You need Jose Altuve to be at the top of the order. That's the guy you want to see, Paul. That's the guy you want to see at the top of the order because then he's going to be up more than everybody else. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. That's what makes sense.
Right. So let's, okay. Granted, Dusty was managing with one hand tied behind his back. I mean, he lost Bregman, Altuve.
But there's no excuse for it.
Bregman, Altuve, Jordan. He lost his catcher in Maldonado.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame him for all that.
No.
But he's gone with Straw a little more than he should.
Now, there is this is it for Pawpaw, right? This is the last year.
Probably so.
Right?
He's an older guy, period.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it should be about it.
But I don't want to hear, like a week into last season, we heard about his extension to this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that again. We're not going to hear that again, are we?
I like him.
No,
I'm fine with him. It's just that this team needs to, yeah, no.
Depends. I bet it depends on how this season goes.
If they're going with the old school Miles Straw at the top of the lineup,
are they gonna,
that can't be okay.
Well, probably not. But if they find their way back into an ALCS, Pawpaw ain't going nowhere.
Ooh.
It all depends on how the season goes, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I mean, but we've seen. I mean, listen, when times are good, when you got Altuve and Jordan and Brantley getting three hits in a game, man, things are good. Dusty's fine. What we saw when the chips were down, holy crap, Pawpaw, what you doing? Pawpaw, don't lead off Miles Straw. Pawpaw, you got Jordan on the bench. You should use him someday. You know what? In the National League Park, you ought to use him sometime.
It's a long season, John. You got to make sure your guys survive.
Yeah. Pawpaw, don't send Javier down. Pawpaw, use him in the bullpen.
Do we know if that was Dusty's decision?
I don't know whose thought that was, but that was idiotic. Now, let's get rid of him and make sure Brooks Raley gets as many appearances as possible. What? Brooks Raley? Oh, Brian? What? You're going to put in Brian again? Oh, my God, no. Please, Pawpaw, don't do that again.
I imagine just some sad grandkid watching Pawpaw deteriorate. Please, no. Pawpaw, don't.
Pawpaw.
Well, that's Brooks Raley, Pawpaw. It's the same guy.
Remember from three days ago? Yeah.
He can't come in, remember? You said you weren't going to put him in. I recorded you. Here's a video where you said, I'm not going to that anymore.
Would he have said that?
Might say that. Oh, no, no, no.
Nope.
Pawpaw Dusty could get salty in the dugout if a pitcher can't get guys out.
No, oh, no question. Pawpaw, remember when you put him in last time? Remember when you put Paredes in, Pawpaw?
Remember when you
when
said,
you put Joe Smith in, Pawpaw, with men on base?
Remember when you said never again?
Remember?
I'm glad you think he's considering current Astros, because the way you talk about him, he might think Brooks Raley's like a Giants reliever from 2001.
I know.
Like Brooks Raley might have been with the Giants in 2001.
He goes,
you don't
Pawpaw,
know that.
That's not Rob Nen. Pawpaw. Yeah.
Pawpaw, what if Dusty is, who put this in? Like, you did that, Pawpaw? You're the one who let Joe Smith come in again.
Somebody stop me when I'm doing like this. 913 ESPN 97.5. Gilbert's here. We'll talk to him on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What do you think when you see Chris Paul doing good stuff? Did you see him last night?
I didn't see a lot of the game. I know he made some big shots down the stretch.
He either scored or assisted on like their last 13 points or something when they beat the Knicks.
There was a time where he had one of the more untradeable contracts, allegedly, in the NBA. That's why he had to get traded for Russell Westbrook.
Remember
now,
how bad he was here?
Look, he wasn't bad. He just wasn't as good, and the money that they're getting paid, he was getting paid, made it even worse. And now... he might be on a team that has a real shot to make at least the Western Conference Finals.
I mean,
he has changed his value. Like, there are teams like who needed players, and fans are like, no, I don't want Chris Paul. I don't want him. That offseason was like, who's he going to get traded for? That was before Daryl Morey said he wasn't going to trade him. Then he traded him. And he had to get traded for Russ, because who else could he have been traded for? And now he led OKC to a surprising season. And the Suns, who didn't make the playoffs last year and had to go 8-0 to be even interesting in the bubble, are one of the best teams in basketball. He's an agent of change. When team look, first year at the Rockets, they went from you're all right, to a hamstring away. He does this. Now, the Clippers never won it all or even won enough, but he changed that organization around since when he got there.
He really did. I mean, and this is amazing what he's doing. This is a Suns team that last year didn't even make the playoff.
We
didn't even make the playoff.
They had
with an 8-0 run.
We had a gift and didn't appreciate it because of one bad hamstring year.
Yeah. Well, no,
he was great the first year.
First year he's great, but can you believe he's doing this right now? I mean, I did not see. I was watching him that second year here, there's no way.
Everything's based on that second year, right?
2 years later, he's doing this.
That's everything based on what
you thought? Don't forget how old he is, too.
What about after the first year?
After the first year, yes.
You know that Chris Paul led the Rockets to the most wins in Rocket history.
Yes, yes.
He was a big part of that. Chris Paul led Oklahoma City to an unbelievable run into the playoffs that no one would have ever thought that team could have made it.
Right.
Chris Paul's helping to take the Suns into this. Chris Paul helped to make... Now, you know, you can point out the negative stuff with him. He hasn't really made it far enough after the playoffs, but Chris Paul's a winner. Chris Paul knows how to win. And this is where people will argue, oh, really? Show me the rings. Show me the playoffs. I just know he makes every team he goes to better.
Yep. I can't believe that guy that I saw in the second year here is doing what he's doing.
He's not that far removed, though.
2 years removed.
Yep, that's not that
far. But he's an older guy.
Maybe he takes care of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have the hamstring stuff. You know what he told us he eats? Bone broth for lunch. He gets multiple massages, real ones. He drinks bone broth. Like, he does everything he can.
Are you accusing him of something? No, we always have to caveat everything.
When I say somebody's getting a massage, I already know what you're going to say. So I have to say real ones. Do you have a towel? No. It's a real massage.
Then it's not a real massage.
So he gets taken care of like that with he keeps his weight. He tries to keep his weight down. He works hard at it. And then he goes home and he records games and he watches games at night. And he says his wife literally makes him a sandwich and makes him food. And she sits up there with him and they watch games together.
He played 70 games last year. He's played 60 this year. So he's not even missing games now. That was a year removed from the Rockets having to, you know.
You want to say thank you to Daryl for bringing him
stuff
over now? Are you going to thank him?
Yeah, because of that move, you ended up with John Wall.
Well, who forced that?
Well,
Harden.
Yeah. No, but because of all of
the
those
guy
moves,
you couldn't wait to
Victor
retire his
Oladipo,
jersey.
That was you. That's what you got.
Yeah, because James couldn't have him here, and then for whatever reason, Daryl decided to lie publicly and say, "And we're not trading him. We would never trade Chris Paul." Traded.
I need a Nets Suns finals with the Suns winning. If I can't have my team who's scuffling around, I need a Suns Nets finals.
Oh my gosh. Suns win. How awesome would that be if Chris Paul beat James Harden? Oh, my gosh, would that be awesome. That would be totally, totally sweet. All right, let's get Gilbert in here. Let's see. What are the odds? Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, Derek? Good morning, Gilbert.
He's awake. What's going
on,
Gilbert?
I want to ask you a question, John.
All right.
Well, I hear no Deshaun Watson on the news, but what happened?
What happened, anyway?
What happened with Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, the lawsuit's been dropped a lot.
No.
You heard him.
The lawsuits have not been dropped, Gilbert. Do you know anything about this? Do you have any information?
No, have you? How about Lance? Do you know something about Lance?
Yeah, Lance, you know anything about it?
Do I know anything about why he's in trouble, or what are you asking again?
No, the latest.
Well, he wants
to... Well, he's not on the news.
He's not on the news anymore.
Gilbert, do you know what happened, why he's in trouble?
Yeah, because he
with
the massage thing. Anyway,
okay.
Though.
So, yeah, so the
okay, late... Okay, John and Lance, let me ask you, he thinks that Texas could get another quarterback for Texas or what?
Okay, so we're off the Deshaun thing. With the Deshaun thing, right?
Well,
we're done with that?
You're going to get another quarterback for the Texans.
No, I don't think they're going to get another quarterback. They've got some.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, I mean, they don't have a first round pick.
What happened? Deshaun Watson don't play this year.
They've got Tyrod Taylor. Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember him.
Yeah, he played for the Buffalo Bills. He's played for the Chargers.
Well, kind of.
Maybe a little
kind
bit.
He's too old.
Yeah, you're right on that one, Gilbert. There's nothing new on Deshaun. Let me ask you this, your personal opinion. If Deshaun ends up coming out and saying he's sorry for what happened and it's not going to happen again, would you welcome him back as a Texans fan?
No, I won't.
So you're done with Deshaun Watson is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gilbert, have you ever gotten a massage?
Hold on.
A massage? Yeah, I have.
You have? You got a massage?
When's the last time?
I bought you on airline.
On airline? No, what?
Yeah, airline, yeah.
When's the last time you've been on, gotten a massage?
Say airline?
Wow. Yeah, he said airline. When's the last time you got a massage, Gilbert?
I can't keep going.
1979.
Enough, forget that anyway. You got a massage? Gilbert.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Leading the witness!
I stole my mother $40 to get into the massage.
You stole your mom's $40 to get into the massage.
Oh man, that doesn't. That's
Gilbert,
hang up the phone.
Gilbert,
listen to your mom. Hang up the phone.
Gilbert, Dell, are you leading the witness here?
No, I was going to ask.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Gilbert, how come you never went back?
Why ain't nobody there no more anyway?
Oh, it's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore.
Did you like the massage?
The '70s was legal in those times anyway.
Oh man. Victory!
Get him off. If you guys missed it, he said when prostitution was legal. I don't think it was, but okay.
She rubbed your back, Gilbert?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was good anyway.
It was good anyway.
It was good?
That's all she did, rub your back?
Is that just your back?
Don't, Gilbert. I'm going to have to tell you to take the fifth on this one. Your Honor, we're not going to.
So
let's connect the dots.
Call the lawyer.
What did this have to do with prostitution? I don't understand.
Yeah, you said you got a massage. What does prostitution have to do with anything?
He said airline. You know what that means.
No.
Molly Field has a prostitution right there anyway. Legal in those days, in the '70s.
Yeah, in those, I don't think so, but okay.
It was legal in those days?
He said the '70s. It was legal.
Marvin Zindler did that, weren't they?
Yeah. You sure, Gilbert, about that?
Mind your own business anyway.
None of your business anyway.
So you went and you stole your mom's $40 and you went and got a massage.
Yeah, that was good anyway, okay.
I bet it was.
Well, keep the egg roll fry now.
Talk to you
later.
Okay,
keep those egg rolls frying.
So.
He got off his catchphrase.
He did it all.
Are you proud of
yourself? He's branded.
I just want to ask you something.
What did I do?
You said yes, victory.
Because he said it himself. I didn't have to pull it out of him.
So are you proud of yourself?
For what? Why would I be proud? I didn't do anything.
You didn't have to pull what out of him?
I didn't have to pull any information out of him. He offered it.
Well, he kind of did.
Yeah, what did we do?
Way too early. This is why you have to lawyer up.
No,
you cannot let people talk until they have their lawyer.
What kind of lawyer is going to help a man who says, yeah, that's when prostitution was legal anyway?
Yeah, I didn't think Gilbert was on solid footing there from a legal standpoint. I'm being honest.
Well, but here's he could plead ignorance. I didn't know it was illegal.
No, you can't.
It was legal to me. I thought it was legal.
You're not allowed to
plead ignorance.
It's not a defense.
So why did prostitution come up at all?
It
was about a massage.
Well, I guess we can infer what happened. You heard him when he talked about how it was good anyway.
Yeah.
He got that voice changed a little bit. Good anyway. Yeah, see? So you can make a guess.
Poor. He just.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he just admitted two felonies. First, stealing.
Okay, stole 40 bucks.
Stole 40 bucks. And
then
prostitution was legal. Okay.
Oof.
Man,
I mean,
you're right. He needed the lawyer.
He needed a lawyer against Dell.
We're not the prosecution.
Against Dell with his cross examination.
I'm not a prosecutor.
You know what? Incompetent counsel. Can't you get something voided? Or you just get?
Yeah,
you can't get it. You can't get it voided. But should be able to get. I saw with Greg Kelly.
It was coerced. Dell coerced.
You should 100% get to.
I'm not an immediate appeal.
The appellate court has got to hear this.
I'm not. The feds. I'm the defense attorney interviewing my client.
That wasn't a defense attorney.
Trying to find out information.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that client attorney privilege and information?
Yeah.
You let everybody
hear
it.
You were the prosecutor.
He hadn't paid me yet.
You were the prosecutor, and you're not getting paid.
You were trying to find out if he was going to be a good client.
Yeah, or a bad one, and clearly a bad one.
He's clearly a bad client.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question.
Clearly a bad client.
This is an unwinnable case.
He's offering up information I didn't even ask for. We're done here. Sir, find a
That's
different lawyer.
Back when prostitution was legal.
Yeah, I can't put
there
that guy.
There was no reason for him to even say that.
I can't put that guy on a stand.
He could have. No, you can't. He could have just. You just didn't have to say that. That was not anything anyone was asking.
He hopped from massage to airline to prostitution.
Oh, as soon as you heard airline, I saw you light up.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ask him anything about that.
As soon as
that.
He said, yeah, airline, like, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
He's cracking under the pressure.
That was. Did you see this picture of that's Fred back in the day with his guitar? Oh my goodness, that's Fred. I gotta retweet this. That is funny.
You and Fred could have been in a band, John.
We could have been. Yeah,
that had to be your hair back in the day. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I can't show you mine. I can't.
Oh yeah, you can.
I got a picture of me that none of you have seen. That is the worst.
Show it.
No. I actually look like a figure skater. I can't do it.
Back, what?
Yeah. You want another?
Great. Now conspiracy nuts are going to tie Gilbert to being part of a ring, a trafficking ring. No.
No.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Four hands Gilbert is what I call him.
Is Gilbert out there representing himself in court? I mean, it felt like it. I was trying to step in.
You did. You did your best.
I did my best.
You're the judge. You're
biased.
Kept
answering. He kept answering things no one asked him.
You told him not to answer the questions. Lawyer up, and he just wouldn't do it. That's on Gilbert, okay?
The best part is Dell being Gilbert's interpreter.
Things have changed. It used to be John all the time.
Gilbert getting a massage should be a 30 for 30.
Hey, that's it.
Oh, wow. You look like Sebastian Man, a young Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. What? I got Fred kind of hair, yeah.
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 You wouldn't be able to pick John out.
No.
Who are those other people?
My sister and my brother.
Oh, look at Greg.
Look at Greg, yeah. Well, yeah, you can't have that. Nobody can have that.
Let me tell you something. John looked like a huge troublemaker in that shot.
Oh, that John? Oh, yeah, that happened. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert is not representing himself in this trial. I don't need a lawyer. Is Gilbert going to go? I don't know. I'm going to represent myself in this case. Oh. 713-780-3776.
I don't understand the charges. Prosecution was legal back then anyway.
Yeah.
Sir? No, it wasn't.
I couldn't believe he said that.
I couldn't believe he brought it up. Like, he openly brought up prostitution.
Why wouldn't he? It was legal.
Theft, prostitution,
I stole $40
all in one call.
Well, first, sir, I stole $40 from my mom.
It started as whatever happened to Deshaun Watson, and it turned into that.
Gilbert, did you ever get a massage? I shouldn't have gone there.
No, John started. You keep blaming me for stuff. John started
this is
that.
Why people. That's why he's a butt guy. John does all this stuff, but he also puts people into blenders.
John plays in golf tournaments for charity, but he also leads Gilbert down that role.
Yeah. John kicked him into a sinkhole, and you threw the pot tar
I was
over
trying
him.
To pull him out.
No, you weren't trying to pull him out.
And he kept struggling. I was like, Gilbert.
Scraping the dirt on
stop
him.
Stop struggling. And he kept struggling. Stop he kept struggling. Sinking harder until, farther
yeah,
into the
saying,
hole.
You're saying stop struggling.
Yeah.
As in, like Dexter might say, stop struggling.
My questions were a lifeline, and he kept going, thrashing and sinking. I was like, all right, guess I can't save you.
let me throw an anchor out there for you. Tier 1, Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle. Tier 2, Rashad Bateman and Elijah Moore. You got anybody else? Is Terrace Marshall in Tier 2?
No, I think tier two is Elijah Moore and Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney?
Yeah.
Well, he's got this one has.
I think Bateman is tier two.
This is Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus says Rashad Bateman and Elijah Moore in tier two. Tier three is Terrace Marshall and De'Ami Brown. And tier four is Rondale Moore and Kadarius. Why does he have Kadarius so low?
Kadarius has some background stuff. But I don't know if that's how
he's
he thinks, though. No, I'm not going to say anything on the air. He just has some stuff that could cause him to fall. Is this where he thinks they'll go, or is this how he ranks?
I think maybe this is how he ranks their abilities. I don't know.
I'd put Kadarius Toney ahead of Rashad Bateman. This Rashad Bateman hype, I honestly don't get it. He's soft.
Did he run fast at his pro day?
Ran fast. Doesn't always show up on tape. Lamar Jackson buried him from Nebraska. That Lamar Jackson, big cornerback, drafted late in the draft. He wanted no part of that Lamar Jackson. He got physical with him, impressed, and just beat him up all over the field. They contested catches and no chance. Jackson just beat him all to hell. He wasn't tough enough. I don't know. That's been a weird one for me, is that so many people love Rashad Bateman, and then there's people, and I mean NFL people who do it for a living, who are not crazy about him. And then there are NFL people who do like him a lot. And then some of the people at NFL Network, like James Jones, who's a former NFL wide receiver, he loves Rashad Bateman.
Are teams taking 2020 at a normal value?
I think they take
a normal year? Or are they just, that's COVID, things were
no,
weird?
No, if it's good, they take it. And if it's bad, I don't know. I keep waiting for, like, Rondale Moore averaged 7 yards a catch. He did not have a good year. Ran really fast. And so now all of a sudden it's like people just keep going back to 2018 for him. Remember 2018, though? Well, yeah, but what about 19 and 20? Yeah, but what about when he was a freshman? Yeah, but that was 3 years ago. Oh, it's kind of weird. I think De'Ami Brown doesn't really catch it great. It's a weird year for wide receivers, but I do like wide receivers in the draft. I just kind of like them better in the third, fourth, and fifth round more than the second round.
So
I like the first round guys, too.
So you like the Texans to grab any of those?
Yeah, I like Texans to grab. Maybe not in none of the ones that you mentioned. I think the Texans are going to grab a wide receiver. I don't know who, but I think fourth round, maybe third, but hopefully a cornerback's on the board. Best available corner, wide receiver, defensive lineman, pass rusher, I think is going to be whoever the best available is. I think that's what the first pick of the third will be. 67 is not that bad. You'll still be able to get talent. For example, in my draft, let me see if I have it up here. In my just everybody draft board, like every position, the 67th pick, just for me, how I have them ranked, would be, hold on, my rankings are updating here. But just to give you an example. Oh, come on, computer. All right, if I do every position, I'll just do every position. Every position and highest grades, the number 67 pick would be Javon Holland, safety / nickel cornerback out of Oregon. I'd have no problem with him.
No?
Yep. I got a 6.25 on him, which is a solid third round grade. I'd have no problem. The guys around him would be Elijah Molden, who I had higher until he ran poorly. Trey Smith, who may fall out of the draft because of medicals from Tennessee. Got blood clot issues in his lungs or whatever.
Well, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Blood clots. He's had that issue. NFL teams don't like guys with blood clots.
No, blood clots are negative, I think. Did he take the Johnson & Johnson shot?
Nope. He's had these for a long time.
Oh, he had them without that?
I wonder how that's going to – you know, we've seen in sports, if you get – they're loosening up standards for players who are vaccinated. Do you think loosened up standards is enough to make some players get vaccinated for people who weren't sure? Athletes, I think it is.
Did you see that? Who was it? The Orlando coach. He's been vaccinated twice, and he can't go back to the team because he's got COVID.
Yeah, because it doesn't prevent you from spreading it.
No,
it just prevents you from getting ill.
Right. So that was a little bit. That was pretty eye opening. Who was it that you just
Steve
mentioned?
Clifford.
Yeah, Clifford. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same one I saw. Positive test two out of the last 4 weeks or something like that. And so he can't go back.
Yeah, you can spread it. Are we going to keep
testing?
Huh?
Are we going to keep testing?
Well, I don't know.
Well, until the entire league is vaccinated.
If you didn't have, if you chose not to get vaccinated, it's a too bad, so sad league.
Well,
and if you get it, and you get it, and then hopefully you're going to be okay.
Well, Jose Altuve looks like he bounced back pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, that's a worry that you come back. I mean, a lot of guys take a while.
Yeah, and then Baez.
And where's Baez?
And then he got moved to the 60-day list.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, some good, some not so good.
Yeah.
So, all I know is that hopefully they'll stop testing next year, right? You can't keep testing. They got to keep testing players for COVID? Is this going to be an every year, every day thing? Or your people are going to be bad? Is this because... Because this is what's going to suck. If a guy who is carrying COVID but is not sick because he's vaccinated, if he has to be removed from a team because other guys won't get a vaccine shot.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm not getting it. Well, then we have to keep worrying about these guys who won't get the vaccine shot. No, then you can retire or get COVID. Mm-hmm. Those are your choices.
Now, I wonder what their process will be.
I think they might keep testing because they don't want to
be in a position where they're quote-unquote forcing guys to get it or they can't play. So what's the solution if guys don't want to get it? But
well, does everybody get flu tested now? No,
that's what
when this is behind us, when we all got the vaccine, you got to stop testing.
But not testing. Right. I'm talking about what do they do as far as guys who don't – they can't force guys to get vaccinated. So, all right, you have COVID because the guy you're playing with is vaccinated, is fine, but contracted it. Do you keep guys from playing if they don't get vaccinated?
Because
they're at risk for getting sick?
Yep. And you don't get paid.
It's on you. That's on you. That's like you
said, the guy who's carrying COVID, if he's vaccinated, he does not get punished. If he's carrying it and he doesn't and he gets tested, but if you're not testing it, you won't know anyway.
No, so you'll just maybe get ill and then you'll find out later.
Yeah. I could see a league now. I could see this year teams still doing COVID tests. Of course, we're into baseball, so I'm talking about football. Do you think full-time COVID tests in football?
I don't think so. I think you stopped this. I think you stopped this year.
College athletics, too? I mean, there's expenses. College more than likely would. Did you guys see that who was the soccer team? Was it Liverpool that lost $64 million last year?
Due to COVID loss? Yes, Liverpool.
Liverpool lost $64 million.
£64 million, more than dollars,
yeah,
because of COVID. $64 million in a single season.
That's a lot.
That's why they were trying to get in that Super League.
No kidding. All right, we got comps that I want to go over with you.
Okay.
On the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Get no when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get no when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On behalf of Netflix and their new series, Jupiter's Legacy, which premieres on May 7th, we're giving one lucky listener or Twitch viewer a chance to see the film. After nearly a decade of keeping mankind, it's actually a series. After nearly a decade of keeping mankind safe, the world's first generation of superheroes must look to their children to continue the legacy. But tensions rise as the young superheroes, hungry to prove the work, struggle to live up to their parents' like legendary public reputations and exacting personal standards. Since we're involving the Twitch viewers and there's a bit of a delay, we're going to have caller 8 at 950. Call rate at 950 to 713-780-3776. Wants a digital code to watch the series in their home for free. Catch Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix May 7th. John, you would call this show one of those cartoons. It's not a cartoon. It's a live-action superhero show. We're giving people or one person a chance to look at it for free before it even comes out on Netflix.
Yeah, have fun with your cartoon.
See?
Great.
Just like... What's your show? Again, Lord of the Rings is a cartoon. But caller 8, once again, at 950, 713-780-3776. You have to watch it before anyone does.
Did you see House of Dragons is going to start production?
Yes, it's the Game of Thrones spinoff.
Prequel, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the prequel to Game of Thrones. House of Dragons.
Is it just going to follow the Targaryens?
There's some other families, but yeah, mainly the Targaryens are going to be involved.
How about is this still George R.R. Martin, or is it just HBO, or how's this going to work?
I think everybody's still involved. George R.R. Martin. It's not a series of books like what we watched during Game of Thrones, but he wrote about that family beforehand. I think it's called Dance of Dragons or Dance with Dragons. So his text will be involved in it. You'll still see brother sister stuff because that's what the Targaryens did. So if you like that with the Lannisters, you'll get to see it with the Targaryens. That's where it came from, pretty much on the show.
Greater R.R. George R.R. Martin or J.R.R. Tolkien?
Well, I think
J.R.R.
At least he finished his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, George R.R. Martin's never going to finish this series.
No.
And the reason the series didn't finish
too
well.
Rich now.
Keep doing dumb anthologies about stuff we don't care about. That's the reason the series fell off the map, partly because those other guys thought they had bigger things to do. And then everyone's like, actually, we don't want you working on our stuff after what you did to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But if he would have finished his series, then we would have had a better ending.
Absolutely. All right, let's get David in here, and then I want to get to some comps with Lance. What's up, David?
Hey, fellas. I've called you guys a couple times. I was a lifelong Oiler Texan fan, moved over to the Saints this year. I just couldn't handle it anymore. Got a quick question for Lance. If they don't go with Moore, the Saints in the first round, who do you think they go with, and do you think Rondale Moore might be available in the later rounds for him? And second question would be, if you could rate the best drafts, who would have the best drafts between Cal McNair, Bill O'Brien, and Gilbert?
I'm not answering that. That's not a real question. That's not a real question.
Well, it is a real question. He had a question mark at the end of it.
I feel like the Saints' question
went up.
Yeah, it's a question.
Like his voice went up at the end, and that's a question.
It was just an entree. The Saints' question was a Trojan horse
or Gilbert,
just to get in and throw in a Bill O'Brien, a Cal McNair, and a Gilbert conversation.
Who would you have more?
He didn't really mean it with
who
a Saints
would
question.
You have more faith in drafting for you?
Bill O'Brien.
Who? Ooh. Oh, let's go by soundbite. You rather have...
Ooh. How about trading, making trades for you?
You'd rather have this guy?
It's not my job to do that.
Or, you know, this guy.
Knowledge is power.
Or would you rather have this guy?
Big deal.
I kind of want...
Like I said, not my job anyway. No, not anyway. It's not my job to do that. I just combined he and Gilbert. Yeah, the Saints are going to, I think, draft a cornerback. Look for Tyson Campbell from Georgia. I can't answer that other one. That's not a real question. You just try to sneak your way in so you could ask a Gilbert versus Bill O'Brien versus Cal question. That's not a real
and remember,
question.
And remember, we're doing the giveaway right now. So if you we're at probably like caller 3, so if you still want in to try to win the Jupiter's Legacy code to watch that series before it even comes out, call in. It is a real question. The man asked, and you won't answer it?
I said Bill O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
This guy?
You suck too. I
didn't say run my team.
You suck too.
I said making draft picks.
You want him over this guy?
Bill drafted.
Who? He didn't draft
Titus Howard.
Has that worked out?
It's been all right.
Well, it's all right.
He drafted Lonnie Johnson, Max Sharpie.
You don't think Gilbert, if you just put a board in front of him, he could have done
Russ
better?
Russ Blacklock. John Reed. He drafted Justin Reed. Mm. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he drafted Jonathan Greenard.
That's a great
That's
one.
Pretty good.
How's that's
not
great.
That's not bad. What's the worst thing you can say about him?
Is it? How is that working out?
So what's the worst thing you can say about him?
About Bill O'Brien?
Is he a bust? Is Greenard a bust? No.
No? Well, we haven't seen him on the field all that much.
He drafted Vincent Smith one time
for
Limestone.
How'd that work out? Yeah, how'd that work out?
Fine. I don't know where he is now.
Yeah.
He drafted...
Who? That you like?
John Reed? Charlie Heck?
He drafted Charlie Heck. That's true.
He did draft. You know, that's true.
That's
really true.
That's accurate.
Did he draft Kiki QT? Was that on him?
Uh-huh.
Might have been.
Yeah.
One of his things. He probably didn't want him. Kahale Warren, he was part of that draft.
Yeah, right? How'd that work
that's
out?
Pretty, that's not. That's okay.
Yeah, is it?
Okay, how?
So he's made a lot of different picks.
Yeah, he has made a lot of different
picks. He's made several picks.
Yeah, that's
although
the guy you want to
traded away.
Okay.
He traded away a
my
lot of
picks,
my
answer sounds like Nick Caserio's answering. So he's actually made picks, and he's actually made several picks, but some of his picks he did not make because he dealt them to other teams, right? So
correct.
He's a guy who's made picks, and some of those picks are actually guys who've played games.
So will
as
he
well.
Will he get credit for the Dolphins' sixth pick?
I don't think he is. I should. I don't think he is. Hey, I'm sorry that he turned draft picks into, who? Okay, now do this. Did he turn draft picks into a 1,000-yard receiver? Yes. I know she'll skip right over that. Did he turn draft picks into one of the drippiest left tackles in all of football?
Is that how you want to to do things?
The
find
drippiest?
The drippiest left tackle?
Drippiest?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, go to his Instagram and tell me a more stylish left tackle in football.
Yeah, but this is the same left tackle who...
And he's also the highest paid left tackle in football.
Yeah, that's because you gave him that deal because you didn't give him a deal when
how about
you
that?
Traded
oh, you mean the draft picks that turn into the highest paid left tackle in football?
Is that a good
that
idea?
Because you gave him more.
Because he earned it.
Mm. Did he?
Yes.
Or you had no other recourse.
Also, Bill O'Brien was also responsible for, how about Max Sharpie? He made a big comeback in the second half of last year.
You know, he was also
starting.
The most penalized tackle in football as well that one year because he was being targeted by referees.
Targeted.
Yeah. But what are you going to say about that? They're profiling him at left tackle. Like, okay. Look at all that drip.
And they don't see that on the field.
Get all that drip.
So, yeah, he's, I mean, to answer your question, yeah, Bill O'Brien has drafted.
So you're taking Bill O'Brien over Cal.
Yeah, because he's
Gilbert.
Done it before. He's made picks before.
Did you like
he's
them?
Drafted John Reed. He's drafted Charlie Heck.
Uh-huh.
He's drafted guys like, you know, Lonnie Johnson. Lonnie Johnson's getting let off the chain this year. I don't know if y'all heard that or not.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
So, okay, well, then come see me at the end of the year when Lonnie Johnson has had a full season off the chain.
Is he back to safety or corner? Which one is he doing this
None
year?
None of your business at this point.
You're
None
right.
of your business anyway.
None of your business
Thanks,
anyway.
Thanks, Gilbert.
None of your business anyway.
Yeah.
Business
so
anyway.
You don't want that guy?
Who's more I'd rather have that guy.
Who's more combative?
I want that guy drafted for me.
Is this
All right, let me ask you a question, and this is a serious
anyway.
Question.
None of your business
I'm
going to
ask
anyway.
You a serious question. Don't joke about this.
Okay.
I don't want this to be considered a joke.
Good luck.
And I mean this accurately.
Good luck.
Seriously. If Jack Easterby had Gilbert here in this chair and Cal McNair in this chair.
You said you didn't want it to be a joke.
This isn't a joke. I'm asking a serious question.
All right.
Gilbert's in one chair and...
and Cal's in the other.
Gilbert's in one chair.
Okay.
All right.
Cal's in another chair.
Okay.
And he tries to get them to do what he wants them to do. He tries to... He's trying to cajole them into doing something that he wants them to do. Who is more likely...
Cal.
Who is more likely to do what Jackie Easterby tells them?
You mean dupe someone into doing something?
Yeah.
Well, we know Gilbert has an attitude.
Gilbert's got attitude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he has an attitude.
You're not going to tell Gilbert what to do.
This man answers.
None of your business anyway.
Well, Cal will answer with, so I think we have our answer.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we know how this draft goes. Because when Jack tries to get Gilbert to make bad draft picks, Gilbert's not having it. Now, he's apparently drafting a lot of quarterbacks. And we're going to have to break the news. There's no first or second rounders to Gilbert. We'll have to break that to Cal, too, at some point.
You're not sure Cal's aware?
Not sure he's aware yet.
Mm.
Cal, are you aware we don't have first or second round picks? We don't? No. Where'd they go?
Big bad job.
Where'd they go?
I'm going to watch that video again.
What about a re?
Do you think Cal watches that?
Big D? What if we redo it, a remix? We get Travis Scott in here.
And put a Big D in it?
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, that's apparently his nickname from
Big
what
D.
we heard.
Yep.
And then Travis Scott's in it. Maybe Paul Wall. Paul Wall's usually busy doing winning teams like the Astros. How about Travis Scott? Put Travis in this. Get Megan Thee Stallion to do a little something for our hometown.
As opposed to Megan Raley?
And then, Megan Thee Stallion instead of Megan Raley. And then we get maybe Cal in here dropping some more bars. But this time, like I said, we're going to upgrade it. We're not doing a 1950 song or whatever Big Bad John was. We're going to do something with more hip-hop. Put Cal in that one. Like, here it is, 14 years later. Still getting W's.
He gets it.
Cal McNair still catching W's.
He's still catching
W's. Still eating W's.
Eating something.
We'll have Jameis in it, eating W's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I didn't get to any of my comps that I wanted to get with you.
Dell is the best cross-examining attorney.
I didn't even cross-examine him this time.
That's what Cub Van Tim says.
I didn't even cross-examine him this time. He wouldn't let me.
You know, he
offered the information.
He did. He just...
Prostitution. No, back when prostitution was legal anyway. What? Who asked you that?
All right, 957 ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
I guess that's it.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.